my friends. I'm Emma Cooper, ex-police officer turned entrepreneur and CEO. But it wasn't that long ago that I really lacked the confidence, the skill, the money to be able to focus on growing businesses. I had no idea where to start. But fast forward through building many different businesses, lots of ups and downs, you'll see the business that I have today. One that helps thousands of people around the world find the perfect business for them, giving them a life that before they could only ever dream of. I created the Simply Business podcast to give you the honest, down-to-earth, simple step-by-steps to help you do the same. And if you're already an entrepreneur or you're an aspiring entrepreneur looking to build a life and a business that you love, then you're in the right place. Let's get started. Hello, welcome back. I'm really excited to be getting into my podcast again and giving you more episodes more consistently than I ever have before. So I've always loved podcasting, but it's been like a time thing. But now I am giving it the time because I love it. And all the results that came back from people implementing things from previous podcasts. And with Simply Business Podcast, I'm going to be giving you more steps than I ever have before, things that you can implement straight away into your business. Today, we are talking about quitting the 9 to 5. Now, this might be a little bit of a controversial subject because I know people are like, oh my God, don't encourage people to ditch the job or do risky things. And that's absolutely what I'm not doing. What we're going to be talking about in this episode is making a roadmap to get there. Okay. So I'm not saying like, go and hand in your resignation today and then just, you know, make it so that you've got to build a business and you have to do it. That is not what I'm saying at all. But I am going to take you through the steps because I know that probably a decade, I would say definitely a decade before I actually started my first business. Technically, that's a lie, not my first business, but my first business that was successful and allowed me to quit the 9 to 5, which was not a 9 to 5. I was a police officer, so it was like a 7-7 or a 7-11, like 7 a.m., 11 p.m. But yeah, it was the first business that allowed me to do that. Years before that, I had tried different businesses. So by the way, if you are somebody who has tried different businesses and you're like, well, you know, I just fail at them, I can't seem to figure it out, I get you and I've got you. This podcast is going to be vital for you. But I want to encourage you as well because I want you to know that nobody ever like has it all figured out from the start. Maybe you have a desire to be self-employed. I had a desire to run my own business. And it was because what I'd grown up seeing. Of course, there was no social media back then. So you guys can actually watch other people building businesses. And you're like, I want that kind of freedom. I want that kind of life, or I want that kind of income. You can be honest with yourself with that. But I didn't have that back then. The only person I saw build a business was my dad. And he was a shop fitter. He was a carpenter. So like, it was going to be nothing that I was ever going to do. But what I saw was self-employment gave him like freedom. Now, don't get me wrong, my dad worked really, really hard. He stayed away from home a lot. Probably wasn't ideal, but it was the other stuff that made a real lasting impression on me as a kid. So it was that we were, they were kind of financially free. And of course, I'm sure there were worries and struggles and ups and downs along the way. But what I saw as a kid and what I perceived was it allowed my parents to be like super generous. And that's something that really has always left a lasting impression with me. I remember going out for meals and my parents kind of saying, I'm just going to the toilet, and they would pay for the meal. And I would be at the table with the other people when they said, it's okay, we got it, you know, our treat. And I would see their faces. And it was something that like left that impression on me, like, oh, that would be so good to be able to be that generous. I also saw a great example of doing things before you're ready. And I was always told this story from when I was so inquisitive as a kid, I still am, where I would ask my mum, like, okay, so what did you and dad do when you did this? And what did you and dad do when you did this? And how did you buy your first home? And do you know, just before recording this, I was just talking to my mum in the kitchen and she was telling me about gluing carpets together in their first home because they couldn't afford like that width and length carpet. They just didn't have the money. And it just made me think like, wow, you know, like my dad starting his business was the best thing that could have ever happened to us. And the benefit of hindsight, right? But he started before he was ready. And it was being told this story that has stuck with me throughout life. And that even when I'm scared of doing something, even when I feel like, oh shit, I'm gonna fail. What if I fail? And I'm really scared and I feel all the feelings and I get all nervous and I feel sick and I'm like, oh, like when I was quitting my job, when I was resigning from the police, I felt all of those feelings. But I always think about my dad's story of like, he started before he was ready. And as humans, we should take this message seriously. You're never ready for anything, right? We have to take steps, move forward, even before we are actually ready. So I'm going to tell you really quickly this story that has stuck in my head. So my dad was the foreman of a shop fitting, for a shop fitting business. He was the foreman, so he led all the other guys, and he was really good. So they take him into the office one day and they say, Kyle, you're getting £1 an hour pay rise. So my dad's like, yes, runs home, but like runs into the house, says to my mum, Michelle, like they're giving me £1 an hour pay rise. So my mum's like, yes, this is amazing. You know, they felt rich. And then he goes back in the next day and the guy takes him into the office and says, I'm really sorry, Kai, I can't give you that pay rise that I said about yesterday because the guys have found out and they've like kicked off. So my dad, being just a super peaceful guy, he's gorgeous. He's like, okay, no worry, mate. You know, that's fine. I understand. Goes home, tells my mum. She did not understand. I mean, she really didn't understand. She said, okay, so what did you say to him? And he said, well, I just said, okay, Michelle, we've got a mortgage. We've got three kids to feed. Like, we don't have a choice. And she said, well, the Kyle Burrows that I married would have told him he could stick his job up his ass. Well, she's not really a mincer of words, my mum. And he was like, well, you know, and they had a bit of a conflab about, you know, well, we've got a mortgage and kids and whatever. And my mum said, well, I'm just telling you, if you don't go in and do the right thing tomorrow, then your cases will be outside the door. He said, well, what am I going to do? And she said, well, you need to start your own business. So long story short, comes home the next day. He made the right decision. He went and told him probably not to stick his job. So my dad just probably said, like, I'm going to have to leave. And he came home. Luckily, mum knew he was going to make the right choice. She went down. This is a doer, my friends. This is an action taker. My mum, she is freaking amazing. So she went down to Barclays Bank. She got a £5,000 loan, a business loan. She went and found him a yard that day that he then rented for like 30 odd years. And she went to the tool hire place and got him contracts and an account there so he could hire the tools because he didn't have those either. And that was it. So when he came home, he's like, oh, so what are we going to do now? And she's like, well, right, well, you've got your tools, you've got your thing, you better go out and find some jobs. And that was like the start of the business. Now, my dad was not ready to start. He was not ready to quit that job. He had to make it work. Now, I'm not encouraging you to go, like I said, not go quit, whatever. We don't have to do that now. An online business world is kind of different too, right? We can definitely build that alongside what it is that we're already doing, making it like safer and whatever for when we make the decision. But the whole lesson that that gave me about being ready, like doing things before you're ready, is something that I think we can all take and put into our lives in different areas of our lives as well. So in this episode, I want to take you through my 6 steps to quitting the 9-to-5. So many have this goal of like, I want this freedom business. I want to build a business that allows me to be my own boss. Now, there are pros and cons of everything, and building a business isn't for everybody. But if you listen to this, then you probably want to build a business. But I tell you that unless you are serious, then it's just a pipe dream, okay? So these 6 steps are about getting serious about quitting the 9-to-5 and doing your business as your full-time thing. Not necessarily having to work full-time on it, but as your full-time thing. And there are so many different people who need this life, need this freedom. And I can tell you my situation right now. Well, I can't really because it's a bit complicated. But my youngest son, Archie, he's 3. He has some, I don't even know what the right word to say is. Let's say additional learning needs. And we're going through a lot of assessment stuff and everything right now. And one of the options that we're seriously looking at doing kind of imminently is homeschooling. And I was only sat talking to my husband saying, like, this would not even be a flipping option, like, if we hadn't started our first business 10 years ago. Because, I mean, how can you do that as a police officer? You just physically cannot do it. And therefore, that's then lack of choice, right? Because that would have wiped that option off the table for us. But yet it's here. And that's because of building a business, which is why I'm excited to share these steps with you of making it happen. Now, when I resigned from the police, I had built up my income. So I think I was earning like 9.5 times my monthly police wage before I actually resigned. But that happened super fast for me. And really down to the fact that I just started before I was ready. I went, I don't know what another polite way is, it balls to the wall at building the business, right? Figuring it out. I did not have any sales background. I did not have any background in business or successful businesses. I mean, I did try like Swarovskiing little Converse shoes for kids in Disney designs, which is probably totally illegal and against copyright. But luckily for Disney, I didn't take over and, you know, monopolize that market. Yeah, it was a failure. So yeah, this was the first business that I had done that I was earning good money. And I decided to quit the 9 to 5. And you know what? Let's be super honest here. It can be a really scary decision. It was for me because my dad, and I worship my dad. I don't know if it's like a girl and a dad thing, but I absolutely worship him. And him being proud of me is, I mean, who doesn't want to think their parents are proud of them, right? But my dad had given me a locket as our like Christmas table present when I was 27. I'll just say that again, 27. And on the back of it, he had it engraved that said, "My baby, proud at last." Can you just soak that in for a second? Proud at last. I was like, is he joking? Like, I'm 27. You haven't been proud before now. And he went, "No, love, not really." So then to tell him like 6-7 years later that I was going to be resigning from the police was a pretty scary thing to do. And his reaction actually was to say like, "Don't be bloody stupid, love. It's a really safe job." Like, it's absolutely the opposite of being safe, Dad. But okay, I know what you mean with the money. But I was earning £1,600 a month. That might not seem a lot to you, but that was the highest wage I'd ever have in my life. And probably like the job that I was most proud to do. So yeah, it was a big decision. So I'm not talking about this lightly, but I want to talk about the steps because so many of us hold it as just this pipe dream. Like, I would love to have a business. I really want to run my own business, but they never actually make a plan to make that reality. And it takes some doing. It takes some doing. So the things I'm going to share with you, some of them might seem a bit like fluffy maybe, but let me tell you, if you put these steps in place and you take the action, you start taking action, you can absolutely make it happen. So let's go through these 6 steps. Number one, state the date. Write this down. State the date. State the date. The first thing that you're going to do is choose your quit date, choose the resignation date, whatever you want to call it. That's the first step. Most people, and if you're listening, you're like, "Yeah, I've never actually done that, but I've got a side business and I definitely want that to be my full-time thing, but I've never actually put a date on it. Like, this is when it's happening." Some of you may not need to quit anything. Maybe you're a stay-at-home mom or a stay-at-home parent, or you're on maternity, and then you just need to start. You don't need to leave a job. You're just going to pick a date. One thing I will say is do not make this date so far in the future. And you've got to think about this realistically, right? When have you, you know, when you've booked a holiday a year in advance, or you know you're going to a wedding a year in advance, and you're like, "I want to be a size 10 and I need to lose like a stone." And yet we leave it right up until the end. And like, I don't know, 2 weeks before the wedding, we're like Googling fad diets that we can lose like 2 stone in a day or something, because we've just kind of, we know the date's there, but we've just kind of left it there. We've done nothing about it. We haven't put a roadmap in place of how we're going to get to that goal. This is not what we do with quitting the 9 to 5, right? We have to build a roadmap. We have to pick a date. We have to start taking action, position ourselves ready for this to happen if we want it to be real. Because you can do an exercise where you just write down a date now and then you forget about it and that's it. And the date comes and it goes and that's it. So these 6 steps are going to stop that from happening. And I know that until anything is planned, then it's just not going to happen. So if you're someone who's sat there, you've been building a business maybe alongside a job for a while, but you're not in a position to leave, then I bet it's because you haven't done these 6 steps. And I'm someone who owns a planner business. So ProPlanner 365 is my planner business. And I know that unless I put it in the planner, it ain't happening. It's just not. I mean, I won't even think about it. So if I set a date, put it nowhere, just tell myself in my head, "Oh yeah, by next March, I want to be running my business like, you know, full time." And then I do nothing else. It's just not going to happen. And something huge like quitting the 9 to 5, you're going to need to do these steps to make it real. So I want to pick you to pick the day, the date, the month, the year, but here's a disclaimer, no longer than 12 months away, because it'll just be like the, you know, wedding or the holiday, getting the body of your dreams or whatever. It just comes and it goes, you're in the same position and nothing happens. So if the goal is too long, too far ahead, it's just not going to happen. So I'm going to say, just suggest, so maybe like 2 months or 6 months or 8 months, but only up to 12 months. If not, don't bother picking a date. Don't bother picking a date. Number two, step two, make it real. You have got to make this real. Otherwise, doesn't it feel like you're just like playing a game? Oh, let me just set another goal that I'm not going to hit. This has to be different. It has to be different. So we've got to pick the date and then we've got to make it real. So we write it in our planner, write the date on a post-it note, stick it all over the house, put it in your planner, stick it in the on the bathroom mirror, stick it on your wardrobe door, stick it everywhere. This date needs to be ingrained in your mind because that's your reminder that that's what you're working towards. And you can go one step further. You can declare it if you want. I mean, to someone, I'll talk about that in a bit, about getting accountable, but maybe somebody else has the same goal like you. Maybe you can kind of work towards it together. Keep each other, you know, put that in out there so that you are making it real. Like it is going to happen. And every day you need to look at that date and you need to ask yourself, what action do I need to take today to get me closer to that date, that outcome, making that real? Maybe there are some things that you need to do before you put that date out there. But you can do all that research. You need to know making it real means like doing some research. So go into work and ask them, you know, look at your policy if you don't tell anyone, but like, what do I need to do to resign? How long is my notice period? You need to know these things so that you can actually make a plan. Because if you've got your date as, let's say, September the 1st, and you've actually got to work 2 months notice or 3 months notice, then you need to know this because you need to know exactly when to put in your notice, right? When to quit. You also need to know about any kind of policies that your work has. So are you allowed to build up your business alongside what it is that you're doing right now? You might be someone who doesn't even have a business idea. By the way, I am hosting Your Perfect Business Bootcamp. Depends when you're listening to this, but the 21st of April, 2024, I'm hosting Your Perfect Business Bootcamp where you can come along, zero business idea, no flipping clue what it is that you want to do. You know you want to build a business, but you're like, I'm rubbish, I can't do anything. This is why I'm hosting Your Perfect Business Bootcamp. You will find the link to it in the show notes, but come along. It's totally free. It's just four sessions where I'm going to walk you through finding the perfect business for you. I'm going to go through over 15 different businesses. You're going to hear from real people who are building these businesses right now. Some of them who have already done these six steps and they're running these business full time. Other people who are running them alongside what it is that they're doing. So you're going to get a real good scope. So if you want to come along and find the perfect business for you, or maybe add an additional income stream to what it is you're already doing, maybe just find out what do you need to do to build your business, come along and join us. The link is in the show notes. So maybe you need to do some research. You need to find out what it is that you need to do to make it really real. Otherwise, again, just a pipe dream. So I want you to make it real by creating your exit roadmap, a roadmap from now, today's date, until the date that you've put down that you want to quit, your quit date. And in between, we need to fill that in with what it is that you need to do to be at the stage of, I'm ready to quit. Now we are done. So this roadmap is going to be like your step-by-steps that you need to do in order to do what you want to do and leave the job. So this is going to be specific steps that you've got to take the leap. So like your first step might be find out the resignation policy in your work, right? The second thing might be to find out like what the perfect business for you is, right? Because even if you don't have a business yet, you can still state the date. You can absolutely still do that. And then as part of your roadmap, it is finding the business, starting the business, building the business, growing it to whatever level that you're, we'll talk about that in a second, but growing it to whatever level you're happy then saying, okay, I'm out. and I'm all in on my business. But you want to get prepared. And it can be hard when you're in a job, you're trying to build your business alongside. So we have to do what we have to do to reach the goal. So you need to know the steps that you need to take, and you need to break that down so you can start taking action, which is step number three. Start taking action. Once we plan the step-by-steps, like your runway, it's really difficult kind of sitting on the fence between the two, like working a job and also building a business. So we want to make the date soon because it is not comfortable, like straddling two sides of that fence, right? It's difficult. Let's be really realistic about it. There's no business that is just completely like, it takes me 0 minutes and I'm a millionaire. Like, come on, let's be realistic. But straddling both sides is a little bit difficult. So we want to make the date as soon as possible. So we need to define the idea. You've got to know what it is that you're wanting to do, right? That's going to be the first part of taking the action. That might be coming to your Perfect Business Bootcamp. It could be that you already know what business you want to do, but maybe you need to join a community like Entrepreneurcity, and we can show you step by step how to build a business. But this is going to be part of your roadmap. It's going to be part of your step by step. So you've got to define the idea. You've got to know what it is that you want to be doing. And I want you to get like the starter idea at least, and the step-by-steps in place that you need to do in order to get it to where you need to get it so that you can quit your job. What I also want you to do as part of your action steps is to create the money plan, or what I call the money map. So most of us kind of want to shy away from talking about money, but we must. We've got to be realistic. And as much as everyone's like, oh, you're so positive and you're so, but I'm a realist. Like, listen, we need money to live. So you're going to have to create a money map of how you're going to get to the position where you can comfortably quit your 9-to-5. So the good thing is that I can tell you that it doesn't have to feel risky. All right. If you've got a business, let's say, for example, you're a coach. And if you, and I mean, I'm just making this super simple, right? Say you earn £1,000 a month, just to keep it really easy maths for me, £1,000 a month in your full-time job, you would like to replace that or get near to replacing that prior to quitting the 9-to-5. And let's say you charge, I don't know, £500 a month per client. You know that you need two clients to match your income. If you want to feel safe and you're like, no, I want this to be bigger, then four clients. So in your roadmap, you can put in there the months or the weeks, depending how quick this date is, that you need to find these clients to replace that income. If that makes you feel comfortable to kind of transition financially like that, then of course, that is something that you can put in place. Maybe you want to do one launch just before you leave, so you've got a bit of like buffer money. Maybe you're building a membership business where, of course, once you've started it and the members start coming in, that's a monthly recurring revenue. So maybe you want to do that. Maybe you want a certain number of members before you do it. Do you want to maybe have a bit of money before you leave, like have a little bit of a buffer? But you problem with this is, I mean, wouldn't the normal go-to thing to say, I want 12 months income in my bank and then I'll quit my job. Like, come on. I mean, unless you're really good, but like I was not really good at all. And I was terrible actually at saving money. I mean, because I was always in the red. So I was really, really bad, at this. So you've got to think about it realistically. Like, would it be a couple of months? And would that make you happy? Would that make you feel safe? Would that be realistic for you to be able to achieve? We've got to make sure that we map that out of what that looks like to you. So step three, start taking action. Step four, take position. Start positioning yourself. So if you're going to be, let's just pull something out of there, I don't know, a transformational coach, right? And you're going to start helping people transform their lives. And the first thing you're going to help them with is maybe mindset. Then start positioning yourself now, talking about the industry, the niche that you're going to be going into. Start building your email list. How can you build an audience of people that then when you announce what it is that you're doing and you start promoting what it is that you're doing, that they're going to raise their hands and be like, yay, you know, I've been following you because you give out this content and now you're making an offer of how you can help me. Now, this might be conflicting because some jobs say that you kind of like can't run a business on the side, or you can't do this, that, or the other. And you're like, well, I want to use my social media to do it. So how am I going to do it? This, again, is part of the plan and part of the roadmap. So if you can't, and your employer won't allow you to do this, make sure you check your work policies. Make sure that you're conducting yourself inside of the lines, because the last thing you want to do is somebody to take control of this goal and then, you know, and you get sacked. That is not a good thing to do. So make sure you're kind of working within the lines. Just because they say, oh, you know, you can't run a business and it's against policy, doesn't mean that you still can't make this happen. I mean, you can use your time really, really carefully by forward planning content, by writing emails, and you start your business with months and months of content already done. So there's stuff that you can still do, even if you can't start in the way that you would really like, which is building it up alongside what it is that you're already doing. But, you know, maybe create 3 months worth of social posts, or get your images, your words ready. Maybe you create a ton of reels or some freebies and things like that. Maybe you write out, maybe you start a podcast. So these things are only going to help you. So take position, just start. I mean, if you, for example, started a podcast, or you started doing lives, or you started just writing content for the niche, the industry that you're going to go into, you're going to start building a following of people who are interested in that way before you start making your offers. Step five, this is a fun one. Get your workspace ready. Plan your workspace, or just get it ready. Like if you're already starting to build a business, like find a place in your house or in a shed or wherever you want to work. Or maybe you go to a local gym and you sit in their cafe, but putting time aside where you're disciplined to work on your business. I want you to plan your workspace in. Get a little time to do it. Like maybe every Thursday night at 7 till 9, you work on your business. Get in that discipline in place that you're starting to make it even more real, because you're taking the action steps towards your date that are going to make it happen. And then the final step, step six, is get accountable. Now, I want you to choose someone to be accountable to. You can message me on social media. I'm at Emma Cooper Online. Tell me your day. I'm more than happy with that. But you want to find like a friend, a family member, like share what it is that you're going to do. Tell them the date. If you're the only one to know, you can easily give up. Like easily. It's so easy to let yourself down, isn't it? Yes, we all know this. When we start a diet on a Monday and by 11 o'clock, we've had a Kit Kat. Come on. It's so easy when you just tell yourself, I'm doing this, to then just not do it. So it's easy to give up on yourself, but be careful who you tell to. This is like a bit of a disclaimer. The last thing you need is someone saying, you're crazy. Why would you do that? It's never going to work. Tell someone who's going to be supportive. And I want you to go to a few people and start talking about your business and your vision. If you're the only one who knows, you can just like wiggle your way out of that goal. And I don't want that to happen for you. We're not telling Karens. I'm so sorry if your name is Karen, by the way, because I always feel like, oh, what a shame they called it Karen. But sorry, Karen. But we're not telling any Karens. We're telling the right people, okay? I can keep encouraging you, by the way, if you, I mean, you might be listening to this, you're already a student entrepreneur, we talk about this a lot. I can encourage you there. I can encourage you on my socials. You can, yes, 100%. Make me your accountability buddy if you like. But it's your dream. Remember this. If this has sparked something in you, this episode, then I don't want you to ignore it. We have to be aware, like be aware of how it makes us feel. And if this is a dream of yours, then my friend, time is of the essence. We need to make it happen, because unless we change, then nothing's going to change. And if you're looking for change, then we've got to start taking the steps. And you can start by these six steps. These six steps: picking a date, making it real, starting taking action, take position, get your workspace ready, and get accountable. And then make it happen. Now, don't forget, if you're not quite sure, if you've already been in a business right now and you're like, I'm not sure if this is the business for me, or you haven't got a business and you're like, what the hell could I do? I don't have any skills. Everyone thinks that. I thought that. What the hell could I do? Then come along to your perfect business bootcamp, 4 days, totally free. It is going to be insane. And there are so many people, hundreds and hundreds of people who have come, done the bootcamp, found the perfect business for them, and then built that perfect business. Imagine in a few months' time, life could look really, really different. Now, before I end this Welcome Back podcast. I just want to remind you that every single podcast episode that I put out there, I give away £25 cash to one of our listeners. And all you've got to do is leave a 5-star review. You can scroll down to the bottom, like below the show notes, leave a 5-star review and then screenshot what it is you're watching right now. And tag me at Emma Cooper Online on social media. We pick a winner. We announce them on socials and sometimes say the name on podcasts. We are giving away £25 in cash. I just literally transfer it across to your bank account. It is really that simple. So make sure you share. Make sure you leave a 5-star review. And make sure you come back for the next episode. I will see you very, very soon. Thank you for welcoming me back. I am so grateful to you guys. I'm looking forward to sharing loads more with you. I'll catch you later. Listen up, my friends, I have a really exciting invitation for you. I am inviting you to join me in your perfect business bootcamp. This is a 4-day exclusive event where I'm helping you find the perfect business for you. Whether you're already a business owner, you're looking to add an additional stream of income and you don't quite know what to do, or whether you're brand new, you've always been dreaming of building a business but you have no idea what you can do, or you've got a business and you really want to grow, this is perfect for you. So drop into the show notes, click on the link, grab your spot. We're starting on the 21st of April. 4 days, I am getting you your perfect business. So click on that link and come and join us.